T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, I don't mean to send you into the weekend with tears streaming down and, you know, streaking your shoulders and the front of your clothing. I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off the radio so I can do the movie again. And those should be my final shoot days for the as-yet untitled movie about Mother Cabrini. They're shooting in Buffalo. And Monday and Tuesday, I'll be hanging out with some of my buddy extras. And we're going to be construction workers. I don't even know how to hold a hammer, so I'm not even sure how that's going to work out. But, yep, get to be a construction worker. It's like every time I change roles, I have to change facial hair. They let me keep the bartender. They let me keep the goatee when I was a bartender. And then it went down to a mustache when I was a wealthy American. And I got to lose the mustache this weekend when I report on Monday. But, you know, stuff grows back fast. I'm not really, it's not that big a deal. I mean, at this point, I'm pretty much destroyed anyway and have to grow everything back. But that's the nature of the beast. But I'm looking forward to it. And then at some point on Monday, because so many of you listening to this program found out about Cabrini by listening to this program and got parts in the movie because of Frank Rossi, the local casting director's appearance on this show, I'm going to do a couple hours with you guys on your Cabrini extra background experiences and whether you'd do it again. And I mentioned that there are people, some of the times, like the 95 degree nights, whatever it was, twice in a row at Delaware Park, there were people saying, I will never do this again. And then we had one shot all day long in air conditioned City Hall Council chambers. More work was done that day than in any time since 1932 in that room. But we were just like dying of not dying literally, but we were quite heated. And we had so much water, we actually drank the place dry. We literally drank it dry. And we took off our costumes, and they must have weighed like 10 pounds. Thank God they took them to the dry cleaner because they were going to start walking around on their own. But anyway, yeah, at some point next week, we'll do a show on being an extra in the movies. Definitely a life-changing experience for me. I'm now a member of the Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA. How do you like that? But anyway, yes, I belong to a union, so all those people, but I'm so glad that I haven't been anti-union, I'll tell you that. Anyway, welcome to the show. Tomorrow is September 11th, 2021, 20 years since the terror attacks in New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. And I want to know what you were doing, how you found out, and what do you think has actually come of the so-called war on terror? And what do you make of the past 20 years where first responders went from being vaunted heroes to being people to despise as nothing but intruders into neighborhoods, only out to kill minorities? It's been a sea change in 20 years. There was actually a time when Republicans and Democrats stood together and sang patriotic songs on the steps of the Capitol. There was a big concert to benefit the families of the people killed on 9/11. Tom Petty, remember his performance? He played Won't Back Down, lot of other performers took part. It was a very emotional moment. But what I was doing on September 11th, 2001, I was working with the Bulldog down the hall at the sports station. And we got word that a plane had hit one of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. It used to be two towers. And we couldn't figure it out because we were watching the TV. And it was like right before 9 o'clock, I think we had a break. And this the reports were kind of fuzzy at first. Was it a jetliner or was it a small plane? And Bulldog and I had a very small TV, and we're looking at it, and we couldn't figure out what it was, and we couldn't figure out for the life of us how a pilot could miss the World Trade Center on such a clear and beautiful day. Because I should point out that in Buffalo and in New York City that day, the weather was utterly and completely cloudless and crisp. You could not have asked for a more beautiful Tuesday morning. Okay, it was amazingly beautiful, and all was tranquil. And we had just wrapped up an interview with Jay McKee, used to be a Buffalo Sabre. And Jay McKee, I think the interview we did was because he was being considered for the Olympic hockey team or some such thing. But we talked to Jay, and then we get news that the plane had hit one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And we're watching smoke coming up from the tower because it was a very distant shot of the tower that was hit by the first aircraft that struck it. And we had just come back from the break at the top of the hour when the second plane, which was clearly a large plane, hit the other tower of the World Trade Center. And Chris, the Bulldog, he had a much better view of it than I did. I was off to the side. TV was kind of like looking right at him. And he immediately grasped, faster than I did. Chris, the Bulldog, immediately said, "We are under attack." And when you realize in real time that the country is under attack, you, whatever you were doing, I don't know if it was the first plane that hit, if it was the second plane that hit, but once that second plane hit, everything changed. Because it was clear, it wasn't just some general aviation single-engine Piper that had crashed into the World Trade Center. It was probably a big airliner, and it was. And then live on TV with the cameras trained on the smoke billowing from the World Trade Center, the other plane hit. And you could see it in the distance. I mean, you've seen the videos a million times. And we saw it live that day, and we were watching, I think, NBC. The Today Show on NBC. And shortly after that, Chris and I were talking, and I'm not going to lie, we sounded like absolute idiots. I mean, me more than Chris, but because here we are, we're working on a sports radio station, and suddenly we have this major news story that is unfolding, and how do you not talk about it even if you're on the sports station? Because during the break, prior to the second plane hitting, Chris and I were standing in the hallway here, and we said, well, what are we going to do with this World Trade Center thing? We can't ignore it because clearly everybody's going to be talking about the idiot who flew into the World Trade Center, and clearly people in that building are going to have been killed. And just when we were settling in for the 9 o'clock hour, as I said, that is when the second plane hit the second building. And Chris immediately knew that we were under attack. And I remember thinking about the incident in World War II where a bomber had struck the Empire State Building, but that was in a very, very heavy fog. And, you know, we didn't have sophisticated radar then, and there certainly wasn't GPS back during time during which the Empire State Building was hit, and it happened on a weekend as well. And the building, the Empire State, was built of different material than the World Trade Centers. And the jets that hit the World Trade Center, remember, they were jets that were having long flights ahead, and they had basically just taken off. So they were pretty much loaded with fuel. So they were the perfect flying bombs. And obviously, once you realize you're under attack, we basically threw it to the network. I think we went to CBS News coverage because there was nothing more we could say. We knew nothing. Nobody knew anything. The only people from whom we could get any information at all were on the network. And by the way, Boomer Esiason might be interested in knowing. He had an office in the World Trade Center. We tried calling Boomer Esiason after the, I think it was after the first plane hit. My timeline might be a little foggy on that. But subsequently, we talked to Boomer Esiason. His secretary had never been late. Never in her entire career working for Boomer Esiason at Boomer's offices in the World Trade Center. On that particular morning, because of a convergence of circumstances, I don't remember, Boomer's secretary was late and she got out of the subway to look up and see the buildings under attack. So of all the days to be late, she was late on exactly the right day. True story. Now, what were you doing? Do you remember what was the feel the day our sense of invulnerability died when the World Trade Center was attacked? And then we're all watching the TVs, reports of other missing planes. There were, I mean, at one point, there were like three or four planes that could not be accounted for. Then we hear about the Pentagon just got hit. Something just blew up at the Pentagon. And then the four missing planes came down to one missing plane, which eventually was the plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And whether it was truly shot down or whether it actually crashed because of the passengers, we will never know. I have suspicions about that, but I have no evidence to back up those suspicions. But anyway, what were you doing? What were you doing on September 11, 2001? And how do you account for the changes in America since then, where at one point 20 years ago, you couldn't buy an American flag? Everybody wanted one. Everybody wanted to put one on their porch, to the point where less than a generation later, the American flag is seen as nothing but a symbol of oppression, intolerance, and injustice in just 20 years. So unfortunately, when everybody says, we'll never forget 9/11, we'll never forget that day, we already did. We already did. So many, many people already did. Maybe you did. Okay, tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001, what were you doing on that day? And do you think America gives a damn anymore what happened 20 years ago? I personally do not believe most Americans give a damn what happened 20 years ago. And not only is there a sense, to my mind anyway, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Not only is there that natural sense that time has passed, wounds heal, and you move on, but it's almost like the entire demeanor of the country has shifted to one minute, the American flag 20 years ago, people want to fly it on their porches, and less than 20 years later, people want to burn it everywhere they see it. Just less than one generation. Stunning to me. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Patrick in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call because I remember exactly the same as you do. I was actually listening to you in Bulldog when it happened. I was a senior in college, and I was listening to you guys, and I was a little confused as to what was going on. And my roommate at the time called me in the living room and said, hey, you got to see what's going on here. And I walked in, and I saw the tower on fire, the smoke billowing out. And I remember at the time there was something going on with the pilots union or something. I thought, I can't believe one of the pilots would fly a plane to a building. And as I was thinking that, we saw the second plane fly in. And I was a Canisius at the time, and it was just, the rest of that day was just horrible. And
how was it horrible, Patrick? What do you remember about it?
Oh, I remember going to actually my New York State history class, and our professor didn't know what was going on. He had only heard bits and pieces, and we were talking about whatever our subject for the day was, and he kind of smiled and said, hey, I think maybe we're going to have some history today. And later that night, I went to a film class, and our professor said, well, what do you expect? We're looting bombs and throwing bombs in other countries. What do you expect to happen? So the class got up and left, and it was just a horrible day. I get emotional just thinking about it. You know, I was 22 years old.
But basically, the class stood up en masse and left because of what the teacher had said?
Not everybody. It was me, a couple of my friends and girlfriends and everything. And there was
wow.
like vigil, and we thought about going to that. And it was just such a...
Well, good for you. And, you know, one of the... first of all, I can't believe they still had classes later that day because there are doctor's offices that canceled surgeries because people could not work. You could not concentrate on surgery not knowing what was going to happen. And I'm talking about elective surgery, obviously not emergency situations. But do you also remember how quiet the skies were? That eerie feeling of not hearing a single aircraft?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, actually. I remember the next morning, maybe it was 2 mornings later, a plane flew over our roofs. Kind of low, I guess. It might have been, you know, 30,000 feet, but as soon as I heard it, it was immediate panic.
Very, very interesting. Patrick, thank you very much for your call, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thanks for being a longtime listener. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm kind of a fossil. Those of you who are new listeners have been around a bit. The sense of quiet, because all the planes got grounded, all right? Canada helped us out big time on 9/11. Transatlantic flights, a lot of them that were supposed to land in the United States. Well, nobody could land in the United States. Canada accepted our people. Buffalo, New York, our airport. Basically, wherever you were flying, you had to touch down at the nearest airport that could accommodate whatever you were in the process of flying. I was at the Fridays that night, Maine and Transit in Williamsville, talking with a bunch of people who were stranded in Buffalo because that's where the plane touched down. And they had no clue when they were ever going to get home. And we're all watching the footage of the devastation in New York City and all of the people posting flyers with pictures of their loved one and all of the, you know, the forlorn hopes that, well, maybe they have amnesia and they're wandering around and they're going to find them alive. And you just knew they weren't. It was just a horrible, horrible, horrible day. And then, of course, the jumpers. And the what I will never forget is the feeling of helplessness watching the TV shots of the people lined up in the upper stories of the World Trade Center buildings waiting for help that could never come and would never come for them. WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, friends, it has been almost 20 years since the horrific terror attacks of September 11, 2001. What were you doing when all of that unfolded, and how do you explain the radical shift in America that went from seeing the American flag being something every house wanted to buy and fly to something that is seen as nothing but a symbol of oppression and racism and everything else? Less than a generation is all it took. And who could have predicted on September 11, 2001, that 7 years later, Americans would elect the guy with the unlikely name of Barack Hussein Obama to the White House? I mean, that was a remarkable situation. And I'm just saying, I'm not the only person to have said, wow, that was very interesting, because on September 11, 2001, probably not the most popular name to have in the United States. Let's go to some calls on WBEN. Here is Barbara in Eden on WBEN. Barbara, hello.
Yes, hi, Tom. So good to talk to you.
Sure. Hey, could you roll up your windows if you got them open?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and tell us your story.
Okay. Do I sound any clearer?
A little bit.
Okay. I was putting my little boy on the school bus. He was going to kindergarten, and I was walking up my driveway to hear my phone ringing. So I ran into the house. It was my husband calling from work, frantically telling me to turn on the television. That little boy happens to be your youngest engineer.
Oh, at the station?
Yes.
What's his first name?
Oh, it's Nate.
Oh, we love Nate, yes.
He will be embarrassed. But anyway, on another note, your flag issue. I will tell you, ever since that day, I have worn a little pin flag on my lanyard. I'm a nurse, and I look at that every time I put my lanyard on. And I will never forget. I don't understand how people feel, even if it's the next generation, you cannot let them off the hook. My children are very mindful, so that is not an excuse. Our patriotism has to get us through some really tough times. So that was just my little side thing, that I wear that flag. I'm actually, driving home from work right now. So I think everybody should take a little moment, out of their busy schedule. It doesn't have to be on the 20th anniversary. It could be, any time. So that's really what I had to say.
Just a question for you. What are some of the most lasting memories for you of September 11, 2001?
Well, I would have to say, on a very, very personal note, going through my neighborhood, being in tears, feeling that everybody just found their flag. That means so much to us as a family. My husband, Nate's dad, is a Vietnam veteran, and we fly our flags fairly regularly. And I think just the visual of seeing flags everywhere in our neighborhood.
Very interesting. Thank you very much for the call, Barbara. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Folks, if you remember, things went from bad to worse. It was the World Trade Center towers. It was the Pentagon. And then we get word that the towers collapsed. I will never forget. I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember our producer going on the intercom and saying the first tower just collapsed. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like watching some horrific sci-fi movie, but it was happening in the real world. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Chuck in Lakeview on WBEN. Chuck, what were you doing on September 11, 2001?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm sorry, Tom. Force of habit.
Yeah.
I was active in the Marine Corps. I was a staff sergeant, young staff sergeant, and I was on Camp Pendleton with other members of my command, and we were actually there for rifle qualification with the M16 and myself also with a 9mm. We were, I believe, on the 300-yard line of the rifle range, and the RSO, the range safety officer, came over and said, or we heard prior to that a plane hit the tower, and our initial thoughts were that it was a Cessna or some small plane or a mishap. Shortly thereafter, the range officer came over a bullhorn and said, another plane hit the World Trade Center, and basically said, America's under attack. Marines make every round count that goes downrange. We're not going to be here long. I will say this. There was a collective rage. You could just feel the heat from every single Marine on that range. And there was probably close to 300 of us there. You could just feel it. It was permeating. Now, it took us a lot longer to get back on base. I was actually stationed at Marine Corps Station Miramar. So to get from Camp Pendleton to Miramar, it's not necessarily a long drive. It took forever to get back on base. Now, as far as Americans forgetting, I can't speak for every American, but I will tell you this. I certainly think I have enough background to speak for the 1% of us. Every time one of our brothers or sisters fall, I remember. I lost several friends in both theaters. I lost my brother-in-law who served in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We served together. I lost him to suicide in 2015. So I can tell you this wholeheartedly. I will never, ever, ever forget. Americans as a whole, I think, want to remember. We're creatures of habit, and we grow complacent. And historically, something happens every 10 years or so. And as much as I hate to admit this, and people may disagree with me, we're due. Things happen. And with this whole mess that just recently happened in Afghanistan, it was a huge Charlie Foxtrot. And I'm telling you, those 13 that fell, every single one of us that served under the flag, we all feel it. So it's a stark reminder to us all. And believe you me, I will never forget. Never. As God is my witness, I will never forget.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I wish I could think the same about many of our fellow Americans. Obviously, in 20 years, a lot of people at the older end of the continuum and some in the middle and at the other end of the continuum are no longer with us because of natural causes, accidents, homicide, suicide, whatever. But, you know, for a core of us, this is a very... I mean, I'm 58, and September 11th was one of the... most memorable days of my life. I don't remember the Kennedy assassination. I remember the Challenger, but this was bigger than the Challenger by far to me.
I remember the Challenger. I was young, and I remember being in like an AV thing. It was like our way to skip class, and we saw that on TV. I remember that too. I mean, I wasn't born when Kennedy was assassinated, but it's... I understand. I have a greater appreciation and understanding for the folks that dealt with Pearl Harbor. I understand that. For the Vietnam veterans when they saw Saigon fell, how my dad felt, I understand that, and I can appreciate that. It's tough. It's, you know, there's a lot of us that carry this weight with us, and it's, like I said before, anytime a service member that's served over there that we know, when they fall, we just lost somebody 2 days ago. You know, he's not serving anymore. He was a, you know, amputee. He just natural causes. You're reminded of it, so it's a constant. And you know, I don't know what to say to the people that are burning the flags and that are wanted to fund the police and everything. It's, you know, I know what I know. I know what I defended. I believe in my heart to do what's right, you know.
I'm grateful for your call, and I thank you, obviously, very kindly for your service to the country.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Wow. Very powerful. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you remember from September 11, 2001 and the terror attacks on the United States? Here is Brian in Hamburg. Brian, go right ahead.
Mr. Bowerly, sir, how are you?
Simple Tom is fine. Go right ahead.
Good. I just wanted to extend a thank you to everybody who responded at 9/11. My wife was a New York State trooper that responded and recently just lost her battle to cancer from 9/11.
Wait, I think, you know what? Yes, I remember talking about that. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
She was one of the first people at the scene, and she contracted, as I recall, cancer from all of the carcinogens at the scene and basically dealt with the aftermath of September 11th her entire life.
That is correct.
Wow. I'm so, so sorry.
Thank you. It's been a journey, and again, I just wanted to say thank you to all the state police, New York State Police, sheriffs, firemen, local. They do an awesome job.
Now, just was your wife's passing classified as a death in the line of duty?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember reading about that. I remember seeing her picture online on the 1791 Society's page, and I am again. I'm so sorry. What would she say? I mean, you know, you look at a picture. What would she say if she were still with us about tomorrow's anniversary?
You know what, Tom? I don't know. I really don't know. I know that. It meant a huge deal to us as far as it being 9/11. Just being very, really sad, just, you know, of everything going forward and everything.
Understood. Brian, thank you for the call. And again, I think on behalf of everybody listening, deepest sympathies. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Keep on doing what you're doing.
I'll try. Thank you so much. Folks, there are still people. I'm so glad he called in, because there are still people dying because of what their bodies were exposed to when they responded on 9/11. I mean, there are still people. You know, it's horrible, terrible. And I don't know if we have anybody else listening in the audience, or if we're going to have time to hear from anybody else who has been in the situation of our previous caller, but. You know, we talk about wearing masks for COVID and people responding to the scene. There were calls basically all over the Northeast. There were fire crews and metal workers and construction people from a lot of different communities that rushed down to Ground Zero in New York City to try to save lives. And there are so many eerie memories of that day for those of us who lived through it. Like, nobody saw the first plane hit the tower. We saw the video of it afterward that was captured completely by accident by some guys who were doing a documentary about a New York fire company. The images of the towers collapsing, the split screen images showing the Pentagon on fire and the smoke billowing up from New York City. You will remember, of course, the priest with Buffalo connections who was killed very, very soon into the attack on the World Trade Center. I think something from the building or a plane hit him right in the head when he was down there. The videos that we watched of the people waiting for rescue that would never come. From the World Trade Center, Those images will never go away in my mind, because you just, I don't know, when you were watching it, it was kind of obvious that their chance of being rescued was going to be very, very slim. And of course, once the first tower came down, it was inevitable that the second tower was going to come down. All air traffic in the United States was halted, except maybe for the Saudi royal family people. And living near the airport, I do now, I did then, it was so freaky because we were, don't know what just happened there, we were right on the landing path to Greater Buffalo International Airport, and you just get used to hearing airplanes. And the silence after 9/11 was almost deafening, and it was palpable, and it didn't return to normal for several days. And, you know, again, it was 20 years ago. For many of us, it seems like yesterday, but, you know, I just consider the different mood, if you will, different priorities in this country now than we had 20 years ago. Like 20 years ago, you kind of felt like we're fighting for our survival. Now we, I want to say argue, but we debate the silliest things.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.